Our next guest is the co-founder of Out Straight Poetry Collective. Please put your hands together for Brian McMahon Gallagher.
I love the English pronunciation of that word, Gallagher. It's Gallagher. Gallagher.
Gallagher. So sorry.
No, that's fine. I remember being in England once and someone going, "Oh, but the second G," and I'm like, "Yeah, but there's a H as well, mate."
This one is about the first time I ever voted. So it was triumphant because what I voted for kind of got through in the end. So he's want to get a bit of vibe for that. This poem is called 22. May the 22nd be the day when we can say, "Hey, you're gay." Well, when's the wedding day? But to my dismay, this consensus of yeses that I thought was around us is not the case. The race has taken place in our city, and it's a pity that the no posters are, well, kinda pretty. I guess it's yes their heart-filled O's are claiming. But the part that gripes me is that tripe being said on surrogacy and what our children should see. Now this all gets a bit messy to me, because I see Christians calling for no child to be cursed with two mothers or two fathers of their own. Now, I own a Bible, and Jesus, not to amaze us, but God didn't have a womb, you see. So he invented surrogacy. So Mary carried Christ, and she was already a wife, so ta-da, Jesus got two dads, and sure, he turned out all right. So that night, May 22nd is about rights and that fight to be equal. So let this entire month be the prequel to a new Ireland where anyone can stand hand in hand and not be banned from saying, "I do." So do you want this Ireland? Then vote yes. May grow the law and let this seesaw of society stay a bit more stable. But now it's time to stop the music, because it'd be a crime not to remind you of the time that we made history. May 22nd, 2015. We beat the fuckers. Fucking deadly. Right, yeah, how good was that fucking Dublin poem with Stephen James Smith, by the way? I was gonna do a poem about Dublin, and then I saw that, and I was like, no, fuck that. I couldn't sum that up. No, I'm gonna do another one. Don't worry, I'm gonna do another one. About time, I'll do that one. This next one, I'm gonna give you a bit of a fucking challenge. See, my favorite film composer is a guy called Randy Newman. So I'm gonna see how. Yeah, I'm gonna see him in 2 weeks. It's gonna be great. So we'll see how yous can do this. This next poem, see if yous can get sort of, if like a Disney princess was from Cabra, so Hackney, if you're from England, a Disney princess from Hackney, right? This poem is called Sally Forever After. Oh, yous know it, good. Right.
It's good?
Cool. Sally loved Cinderella. See, Belle Air was blind. Snow White was too kind. Aurora was just lazy, and Pocahontas was fucking crazy. I mean, her nana was a tree. A bit too lally, said Sally, but a crystal carriage and a perfect marriage. You see, Sally even had minging sisters. Mr. Charming would be harming them for her, for sure. Sally was convinced that her first child would be Prince. Prince Ward. Fast forward, a teenager for a final year and natural hair colour to care for that first time in forever. Three girls out tonight, pre-drinking right, quick and wincing. Tesco Prosecco, shit tons of cider, and wine for hipster Pocahontas. Now she made the motion, grand social, hot sprockets, nagging filled pockets. Bearded lads with V-necks and furry chests. Painted jeans, rolled seams and cigarettes. Now the bachelorettes, Doc Martens, and yips. Cause hip are ease, but free bees for Snowy's boyf, yes please! The drop, stop, the bob. And this lad comes over to her and she's like, let's go for a walk. Now fuck off, says she. And she stops to think. Sure, fuck it. Why not? The thought is not as much YOLO as I don't know. After all, she is there to get shit-faced in the first place for a reason. A stranger stroll is happening. As bachelors talk and bachelors walk, gyps his lips with an insincere script ripped from previous mischievous nights on the prowl. Now the owl triangle is jingle jangling in his jocks. Abbey Street laneway. Now she's bare up from her docks. As the clock on his cock strikes 10. And he's done. Yep. I mean, he wasn't the worst. I mean, he wouldn't come first. Well, he kinda did. An average fuck. A good night kiss and good luck before the miss of a night link. Sally waits and has to think. Who is that? She stumbles towards the club to hide where her high before the come down from hell and the constant one in sight. You see, Sally's noggin is bogging her down, but who wants to hear about it? She's dropping and bopping and fucking around to make herself even do it. Home at 5, cries. Vomits her pills and won't get up. Prays she could be Cinderella without the evil stepman. And hopes to remember his name, that fella. And Prince's dad.
Brian McMahon Gallagher.
Yep.